special Halloween show. So why don't you play something that's Halloween-y? Well, that's good, but turn it down so I can introduce the people on the show. Okay, that's better. This is the Keeping It Weird sketch comedy show with Rick Jean, Wes Sample, Tony Calabrese, and M.T. Robinson. Additional voices are provided by Teddy Vardell and Gwen Beeler. Stick around. I hope you like the show.
From the studio that brought you Sharknado comes their next exciting thriller on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Storm's looking pretty rough out there.
Yeah, that's what the dog says.
Starring zombie John Candy and Sally, the homeless lady who lives behind the studio parking lot.
It's a hurricane.
Hey, where's the dog?
Look, up in the sky.
What's that?
It's Hurricane-ine, a hurricane of dogs. Coming soon, only on the Sci-Fi Channel. In a quiet suburban neighborhood, Neighborhood Watch Captain Buck Woodman discusses safety procedures for Halloween, the scariest night of the year other than election night.
Today, we're here to discuss safety procedures for Halloween. What we would do if faced with an uncontrollable threat.
Werewolves?
Vampires?
Liberals!
Aw, man, I'm sick of hearing about liberal attacks.
How cliche.
Liberals aren't that difficult to deal with. They just retreat to their safe zones or block you on Facebook.
Vampires are the scary ones. They can move at lightning speed and sneak right up on you. It's so exciting.
Werewolves are way cooler, man. Think of all that power.
Fine. Then we'll talk about Trump supporters.
Trump supporters?
Have there been any Trump supporter outbreaks?
A few. In Chicago.
How come that wasn't on the news?
It was very hush-hush. They don't want people to panic.
Wow, Trump supporters, they are nasty.
They totally are. Hard to get rid of.
Good. So we'll talk about safety procedures related to Trump supporters.
A vampire can outrun a Trump supporter, though.
So could a werewolf.
Focus, people. First of all, I want everyone to check their binoculars.
Binoculars?
Aren't we patrolling at night?
They're not to look through. You hang them around your neck to look important.
Ooh, I like that.
Can't I just have a gun?
No, there's no way you can outgun Trump supporters. Trump supporters are quick, and they show up in packs.
How will we recognize them?
Well, first of all, they need to be white. Some will be covered in tattoos. They will be wearing t-shirts that say, "Lock her up," or "Hillary's a c-." They tend to grope and grab. Keep the crotch protected at all times. Drill yourself on what to do in practice. Practice, practice. Remember the flashlight. Keys and protected cups are the best weapons.
I have a cousin who's a Trump supporter now. He used to be a Mexican.
I wouldn't brag about that.
You want to be aware of all your escape routes.
Can we outrun them?
Maybe, but if you can't escape safely, then hide. Thankfully, you're both white and could blend in.
Vampires hate the light. Maybe Trump supporters do too. I bet you could blind one with your cell phone.
Or call attention to yourself.
If you're certain you won't be detective, then contact me directly. Give me details, details. The more we know about our enemy, the better prepared we can be.
Be prepared. That's my motto.
You made that up yourself, huh?
Yep.
You're so clever and original.
Thanks.
Make sure you keep your hands free at all times. No backpacks or purses.
What if you have a designer purse?
Leave it.
Even if it's really expensive?
especially if it's really expensive, and avoid sudden movements. Trump supporters are fast, so stay calm and move slowly. And don't be a screamer.
Why are you looking at me?
That will attract the Trump supporters and make our jobs harder. A whistle is handy in your emergency kit if you are trapped and need to get help.
Hey, what about a wolf whistle? They're kind of like dog whistles. They hurt werewolves' ears. They hate them.
Isn't a wolf whistle what a boy werewolf does if he sees a cute werewolf girl?
Not tonight.
Bitch.
Why are you always talking about vampires?
Maybe because I am one.
Well, that concludes our seminar. And remember, let's all be careful out there.
From the studio that brought you Sharknado and Hurricanine comes their next exciting thriller on the Sci-Fi Channel.
There's a tsunami warning all along the California coast.
I think we should go to the mountains.
Are those turtles?
Oh no, it's a turtle Nami!
Hey, I want a turtle!
Run!
But I want a turtle!
It's Turtle Nami, coming soon only on the Sci-Fi Channel.
And you're listening to Idols in the Morning, and topping today's news is that you're listening to Keeping It Weird. My God. With Rick, Wes, Tony, and Mike working the board, this show should be called The Keeping the Cuckoo's Nest. Or maybe Straight Jacket Central. One of the two. This show's so weird that it makes Dennis Rodman on LSD seem perfectly sane and logical.
Hi, my name is Mike. And if you are one of millions of men who suffer from temporary irritability or anger issues, then Tranquilize might be the answer to all your needs to having a peaceful day. Before I started taking Tranquilize, I was called cranky, grouchy, and hot-headed, and put my family in constant fear of my violent mood swings. With taking just one Tranquilize pill a day, my road rage incidents, verbal abuse and yelling, and assault and battery charges have become almost non-existent. Each day I take just one pill, and peace and tranquility fill my entire day. If you would like more information on Tranquilize, just...
Damn it. Hello! What the hell are you doing calling me at the studio again? I've already told you this, dammit. I'm not going to tell you again. Open your ears and close your mouth. I want the house sparkling clean by the time I get home. I want my dinner hot and waiting for me as soon as I walk in the door. And I want ESPN on the television. And also, those damn kids had better clean their rooms or I swear to God I'm going to spank their asses till they're throbbing scarlet. You hear me? Is that perfectly clear, dear? Guess what? That's right. Yes, sir. If you call me here again, I swear to God, I'm going to cram that telephone down your throat and make you eat it. Bitch.
If you would like a free sample of Tranquilize, call your doctor today. Thank you. Tranquilize is powerful medicine. Some cases of homicidal tendencies have been reported while taking Tranquilize. Side effects include broken vocal cords from screaming, involuntary hitting, and assault on total strangers have been reported. Do not operate a baseball bat, gun, or knife while taking Tranquilize. Additional side effects include insomnia, agitation, and hearing voices that tell you to kill people have been reported. Do not take Tranquilize with alcohol or a violent rampage may occur.
From the studio that brought you Sharknado, Hurricanine, and Turtle Nami comes their next exciting thriller on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Everybody okay?
Oh my gosh, that was a huge earthquake.
I would guess it was. At least 9.8.
Hey! Those. Ah!
The earthquake created a giant crater that humongous snakes are coming through.
What are we going to do, Professor?
Pray.
Giant snakes! Ah!
It's Snakequake. Coming soon, only on the Sci-Fi Channel.
We now go out to our intern, Stephanie. with a special report.
Thank you, Mr. Jean. Mr. Jean, as you know, I'm from Chicago.
No, I did not know that.
Well, I am. Anyway, did you hear that the Cubs made it to the World Series?
Yes, I may have heard something about that.
Well, I have two brothers who are still there, and I wanted to hear how everything is going back home. So I called my brother Daryl, but he lost his voice rooting for the Cubs. So then I called my other brother Daryl, but he also lost his voice. Apparently, everyone in Chicago has lost their voice. And then I thought, hey, I'm from Chicago. Why don't I interview myself?
You're going to interview yourself?
You betcha, Mr. Jean. Because I grew up rooting for the Cubs, and I still have my voice, so who better to tell you what is going on in Chicago than me?
But you weren't in Chicago.
Yes, that is why I still have my voice.
Yeah.
Anyway, Stephanie, how does it feel seeing the Cubs in the World Series? Well, Stephanie, it feels great. I never thought I would see that. It's been over 100 years since they won the World Series. That was before Jack Dawson even met Rose and their ship went down.
What?
Oh, it's okay. Rose survived.
Are you talking about the movie Titanic?
Movie? Oh no, Mr. Jean. I saw this great documentary about it.
Yeah.
Okay, let me continue my interview. Stephanie, what are some of your memories of the Cubs? Thank you, Stephanie. That is an excellent question. You're a good interviewer. Thank you, Stephanie. Well, Wrigley Field is the first place I ever had a beer. Not on purpose, you see. The guy in the seat next to me spilled it and it went all over me. That's when I knew I was a true Cubs fan because I smelled like one. Stephanie, where did you get that really cute haircut? That is another excellent question, Stephanie. You are awesome. Well, I got it.
Stephanie?
Which one?
What?
Do you want the interviewer or the interviewee?
Stop interviewing yourself.
Why? Don't you think I'm good at it? Who else can interview Stephanie besides Stephanie?
Keeping it weird will be right back.
And now a Shakespearean actor is going to do a rendition of a popular pop song.
Don't call me Gaga. I've never seen one like that before. Don't look at me like that. You amaze me. He ate my heart. He ate my heart. You little monster. He ate my heart. He ate my heart. You amaze me. Look at him. Look at me. That boy is bad. And honestly, he's a wolf in disguise. But I can't stop staring in those evil eyes. I asked my girlfriend if she'd seen you around before. She mumbled something like we got down on the floor. Baby, we might have fucked, not really sure, don't quite recall. But something tells me that I've seen him here. That boy is a monster. Monster! That boy is a monster! Monster! That boy is a monster! He ate my heart. I love that girl. He ate my heart. Want to talk to her. She's hot as hell. He licked his lips, said to me, girl, you look good enough to eat, put his arms around me, said, boy, now get your paws right off me. I asked my girlfriend if she'd seen you round before. She mumbled something like we got down on the floor, baby. We might have fucked, not really sure, don't quite recall, but something tells me that I've seen him. Yeah, that boy is a monster. Monster. That boy is a monster. Monster. That boy is a monster. He ate my heart. I love that girl. He ate my heart. What a talk to her. She's hot as hell. He ate my heart. He ate my heart. Instead, he's a monster in my bed. I want to just dance, but he took me home instead. Uh-oh, there was a monster in my bed. We French kissed on a subway train. He tore my clothes right off. He ate my heart, and then he ate my brain. Oh, uh-oh, I love that girl. What a talk to her. She's hot as hell. That boy is a monster. Monster. Could I love him? That boy is a monster. A monster. Could I love him? That boy is a monster. A monster. Could I love him? That boy is a monster.
You are listening to Keeping It Weird, the weirdest sketch comedy show in the galaxy.
From the studio that brought you Sharknado, Hurricanine, Turtlenami, and Snakequake comes their next exciting thriller on the Sci-Fi Channel.
It was a great idea to go skiing.
Yes, we haven't gone in a long time.
I'm gonna build a snowman.
It was a perfect weekend getaway to Aspen.
avalanche!
Run!
Where's Timmy?
Forget Timmy. Look, giant squirrels.
Those aren't giant squirrels. They're giant muskrats.
Whatever, little miss biology. Run!
It's Muskralanche, coming soon, only on the Sci-Fi Channel.
We now present a retelling of the classic movie Gremlins, starring Phoebe Cates and that guy who was in Gremlins 2. A struggling inventor goes into an antique store in Chinatown looking for a unique Christmas present for his son, Billy.
Can I buy that strange, unidentified creature and introduce it to a foreign environment, then spend the rest of my life dealing with the unpredictable repercussions that are bound to follow?
Oh, want that you do not.
I forgot to get a Christmas present for my son.
For sale it is not. Responsibility. Too great for such gift.
Okay.
A few minutes later, in a dark deserted alley, the old man's grandson hands Billy's father the Mogwai. Fortunately, because they are in a dark deserted alley, it is the last place anyone will ever expect a shady deal to be taking place.
I sell him to you. We need money.
Won't your grandfather notice he's missing?
Probably. I tell him he must have run off. It happened all the time.
Sounds good. How much is it?
First, there are three rules that you must agree to. 1. Don't let creature see bright light. 2. Do not let it get wet. And 3.
What was the last thing?
Under no circumstance are you ever to allow.
Sorry, missed it again.
I write it down for you.
The boy writes down the three rules. The third one states,
do not let that creature eat after midnight, or it will destroy everything within a 250-mile radius.
Those Chinese people sure are cryptic, bitch. Perhaps my son will understand what this means.
The next morning,
Merry Christmas, Billy. You'll never guess what I got you.
Does it have anything to do with that strange creature I found in your car and gave a bath to and took a photograph of and then fed it to Jack in the Box after midnight? Because now there are dozens of them.
Oh, shit.
I just looked through the script and there's not a single place where Phoebe Cates takes her shirt off.
Yes, that's correct. She keeps her clothes on for this.
What's the point? Movie over.
Oh, hello. Are you one of many Asian, Japanese, or Chinese men who is having a hard time meeting other beautiful, exotic Asian women? Are you getting tired of watching Pokemon and Speed Racer reruns? Has your loneliness caused you to get fat by eating too much twinged up, bulked up, by vegetable, decimal, chicken, or turkey, chicken? Do you find yourself drinking too much sake by yourself until you are drunk and kamikaze? Or stop feeling sorry for yourself and try the new Godzilla cologne? Godzilla cologne will make you irresistible to all the ladies. Godzilla cologne releases a sexual pheromone that will turn your futon into a sex palace. Release your inner monster today. Here is one of our actual clients. Oh, hi there. Coffee's pretty tonight.
Oh, so you smell so good. Oh, so good.
Oh, yeah. Smell some more.
Oh, you smell so good. Good. Oh, baby. Oh, come on, Gordy. Oh, come on, Gordy.
Keeping It Weird presents a retelling of the movie American Psycho, starring Christian Bale, who won an Oscar for his role in The Fighter.
also starring Jared Leto, who won an Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club, the lovely Reese Witherspoon, who won an Oscar for Walk the Line, and scary Willem Dafoe, who was the Green Goblin in one of those stupid Spider-Man movies. This movie takes place in New York City and is about some young wealthy businessmen and follows Patrick Bateman, a man who will kill to get ahead.
I'm Bateman. I am a businessman. And I am Cutthroat. Get it? Cutthroat?
My name is Paul, but you may know me from the band 30 Seconds to Mars. We're cool. I won an Academy Award for wearing a dress in a movie that no one saw. I'm another businessman, and I'm also cutthroat. But in the less literal meaning of the word, that is only applied to the way I conduct my business.
You see, we are all quite evil and calculating to murder each other in a non-literal way.
I, however, do it quite literally. And look, I have a business card.
I have a better business card.
I have an even better business card.
Damn, that is a nice business card. I must kill him because he has a nicer business card than I do. Hey, Paul, you want to come over to my house tonight and listen to Huey Lewis in the news?
Later at his house, we see Patrick Bateman use 900 items to cleanse himself while he waits for Paul to come over.
Hey, Patrick, I'm here.
Cool. Let me put on some Huey Lewis in the news.
No, it's supposed to be hip to be square.
Let me see if I have it. Is it on this cassette?
Remember, folks, this is in the 80s.
No. Oh, wait. I have it.
Believe it or not, but Rick Jean actually downloaded 3 Huey Lewis songs for this skit.
I'm deleting them as soon as the skit is over.
Okay, you need to kill Paul now.
Oh yes, of course. Hey Paul, look at the flowers. Do I enjoy murdering, or is there something deeper inside of me? Possibly the result of my need to eliminate competition and drive myself towards success.
Are you asking me?
Well, the script doesn't really say.
What does it say?
That I have wild sex with 2 hookers.
I'm hooker number 1.
I'm hooker number 2.
Sweet. Twins.
Then Patrick kills them.
You know, if I killed them, I won't be able to have sex with them again.
That's not true.
Who are you?
I'm Jeffrey Dahmer.
This movie is weird.
Hey, I thought I was supposed to be in this movie.
Well, who are you?
I'm William fucking Dafoe.
Oh, yeah, you were that Green Goblin guy.
William Dafoe has been in a lot of movies.
Yeah, I was in Mr. Bean's Holiday and John Carter.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm Batman. Your movies suck.
I was nominated for an Academy Award twice.
For Best Supporting Actor. That's not even a real actor. I am a real actor. I'm Batman.
Do I have any lines, y'all?
Who are you?
I'm Reese Witherspoon.
Why'd you bring a spoon?
I'm out of here.
I'm Batman.
Reese, I'm not sure what you could do.
Oh, I do.
You can't kill me. Don't you know who I am? I'm Reese motherfucking Witherspoon. Ah!
You weren't supposed to kill her, man.
But she is so annoying.
You killed 2 Academy Award winning actors. No wonder I stopped making movies and focused on my band 30 Seconds to Mars.
Your band sucks.
What do you know?
I know good rock and roll when I hear it, baby.
Whatever, man. I want to be Batman.
You can't be Batman. I'm Batman.
Fine, then I'll be the Joker.
So Jared Leto became the Joker. The end.
You know, I think Genesis was a better band with Phil Collins than it was with Peter Gabriel. Because I'm crazy, and I have horrible taste in music.
You're listening to Keeping It Weird, the weirdest sketch comedy show anywhere. Isn't my grandson great?
And now, with a special report on WikiLeaks, is our own Mildred Greenberg.
You may have heard in the news about WikiLeaks and all of the emails and corruption it exposed about Hillary Clinton. Now you can read through the thousands and thousands of emails, or I can give you the highlights. Here are the top 10 things that WikiLeaks exposed about Hillary Clinton. Number 1. There are no aliens in Area 51. According to WikiLeaks, the primary purpose of Area 51 is that is where Hillary keeps her old emails. Number 2. Also, according to WikiLeaks, Hillary Clinton thinks Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has a nice butt. Number 3. Hillary sent over 12,000 emails about the new season of The Bachelor. Number 4. Another big reveal in WikiLeaks is Hillary sent a thank you letter to Donald Trump for running against her. Number 5. Hillary was sent almost 1,000 emails of dick pics from someone named Carlos Danger. Number 6. Hillary picked the Jacksonville Jaguars to win the Super Bowl. Number 7. Hillary said she had a bigger penis than the Supreme Leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, and then posted pictures to prove it. Now, I've seen the pictures, and she also has a bigger penis than Carlos Danger. Number 8. Hillary hopes that if Putin ever attacks us with nuclear weapons, he'll strike Missouri first. Number 9. Hillary was upset because her husband Bill wanted to boink German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Have you seen this woman? I would be upset too. Number 10. It took 12 hours for Hillary to understand that Benghazi was a place in Lebanon and not a guy named Ben. At one point, she actually wrote that she knew Ben's father, David Ghazi. Well, there you go. That was the top 10 WikiLeaks reveals about Hillary Clinton. Interesting fact, over 90% of her emails were just forwards of cute videos of kitty cats doing silly things. Anyway, back to Keeping It Weird in the studio.
And now, Keeping It Weird presents another episode of Horror Movie Hospital, high atop a hill overlooking the dump that is Hollywood. In the Black Forest of Damned Souls, out-of-work actors and lone ice cream trucks sits an old stone, dark, dank, vine-covered castle. There inside the castle, top-flight medical personnel work tirelessly to treat the worst of the worst. the monsters, demons, and ghouls of our nightmares. We join Dr. Hera Barakabob and Nurse Frackett as they discuss their newest patient.
Dr. Kabob, the next patient collapsed downstairs at the blood bank.
Oh, don't worry about it. He looks quite anemic. Let's get this big black cape off him so we can take a closer look.
Okay, Doc, but I think you're going to be surprised.
Oh.
See, I told you. Look like he's coming too.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Where am I?
Don't worry about it. You are in the hospital. You passed out at the blood bank. Do you know your name?
Of course. I'm Count Dracula.
Master! Is it you, Master?
It must be. We just got a call that the blood bank is completely dry.
Anyone now with blood is asked to go to the blood bank immediately to donate. It's completely dry again.
Master, you don't have to do that again. I can get you all the blood you need from the IRS office across the street.
I don't know what can fix me now. I can only drink the blood of virgins.
Well, you won't find any of them around here.
What happened, Master?
I sucked a fake virgin.
Who?
Someone named Justin Bieber.
Oh, he's not a virgin, Master.
Thank you, my little friend. I know that.
Don't worry about it. I have the perfect remedy. Nurse Frackett, go to the second floor and fetch Martha Stewart. She's getting an ingrown toenail removed from her back.
Oh, can I keep it?
How's that going to help Count Dracula?
It won't, but we need all the toenails we can get for poker night.
I feel weak. I smell something. Is that garlic?
Oh, don't worry about it. I had the garlic curry chicken for lunch just now. Don't worry.
Join us next time for another spine-chilling episode of Horror Movie Hospital.
From the studio that brought you Sharknado, Hurricanine, Turtlenami, Snakequake, and Muscravelinch, comes their next exciting thriller on the Sci-Fi Channel. Starring Sam Elliott, Mildred Greenberg, and Rex Buttons as their dog Duke.
There's a huge fire coming this way.
I hate fire season in Southern California.
Me too. We should grab our stuff and leave before it gets here.
I want to stay and protect the house. Fire's getting close.
Are those spiders?
They aren't just spiders. They're fire spiders.
It's Fire Spiders, coming soon only on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Here is a Shakespearean actor with a rendition of a popular Halloween song.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash. He did the monster mash. The monster mash, it was a graveyard smash. He did the mash, it caught on in a flash. He did the mash, he did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt of my electrodes. They did the mash, they did the monster mash. The monster mash, it was a graveyard smash. They did the mash, it caught on in a flash. They did the mash, they did the monster mash. The zombies are having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rockin', all the digging, the sounds. Igor on chains backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers are about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the mash. They played the monster mash. The monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. They played the mash. It caught on in a flash. They played the mash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvanian twist?" It's now the mash. It's now the Monster Mash. The Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash. It's now the mash. It caught on in a flash. It's now the mash. It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything is cool. Drax a part of the band. And my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you. Then you can mash. Then you can Monster Mash. The Monster Mash. And do the graveyard smash. Then you can mash. You'll catch on in a flash, then you can mash, then you can Monster Mash.
This is Jack Nicholson, and I'm here to tell you that you're listening to one of the best damn comedy shows on the airwaves, the Keeping It Weird Show. What I love about Rick, Wes, and Tony is they make me laugh my balls off.
What about M.T. Robinson?
Lights me up like a pinball machine and makes me pay off in silver dollars. So tune in and listen in. It's going to be a good time here at the old cuckoo's nest.
Hello there, and thanks for listening. Have you ever wanted to be on radio, television, or film? Have you ever wanted to be a famous disc jockey, news anchor, movie star, or be the voice in cartoons and animation? If so, then the Jerry Rigger School of Broadcasting could be just what you are looking for to make your dreams come true. Here are just a few testimonials from some of our graduates.
My name is Norman, and I knew at an early age I had a really good radio voice, and so I decided to pursue my dreams as a disc jockey. I was sick and tired of wasting my talent on telemarketing and dealing with rude people who hung up on me all the time. So for only $1,000 a day at the Jerry Rigger School of Broadcasting, in 1 year's time I was able to unleash my inner DJ and make a wonderful demo tape to go along with my applications. I now have the confidence to take any interview once a station calls me.
And another.
Hello, my name is Nota Perse, and I was very sick and tired of working for technical support and collection agencies, and I always wanted to use my voice talent for something more than overseas technical support and bill collection. So for only $1,000 a day, I was able to pursue a career in broadcasting. Today, I have a very good demo tape, and I hope to have a job as a news anchor at CNN or Fox News very soon. At the Jerry Rigger School of Broadcasting, I was able to develop my skills as a news anchor.
And yet another.
Hello, this is Wu, and I went to the Jerry Rigger School of Broadcasting because I got sick and tired of repeating the same daily special every day at my father's Chinese restaurant and getting crummy tips from customers. I decided to take my daily announcing of today's special with you, and turn it into a broadcast career. Today, I now have the confidence to get a job at any radio station or television station. For only $1,000 a day, you too can have a good broadcasting career too.
So call today for a free consultation. Please have your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express card ready to go. You may also use your automatic teller machine by giving us your personal identification number. Call today and learn the Jerry Rigger School of Broadcast way. Thank you.
This is Sam Elliott, and I'm here to remind you whether you're catching salmon with your bare hands or trolling for sex in a truck stop bathroom, there's no excuse to let your eyes look dull. That's why I use Manscara by Manboleen, because those old blues don't stand out by themselves.
Maybe it's Manboleen.
Are you upset because your spaceship hit an asteroid?
I was like texting and driving and ran right into Europa, only like, you know, the largest like asteroid in the entire Milky Way. I was like, how did this get here? So I called Cosmos, like Intergalactic Towing Company, and for only 38,000 credits, he like pulled me out and sent me on my way. Thanks, Cosmo.
Or maybe you got stuck in the rings of Saturn.
That's what happened to me. The rings, they look as deep as they are, so I thought I could make it across with no problem.
Maybe you're lost in a wormhole and are now traveling aimlessly through time and space.
That happens to me all the time.
We also do a lot of work with the space police and tow illegally parked spaceships.
That was not cool, Cosmo. There is no sign there.
That's Cosmo's Intergalactic Towing Company.
Yeah, can you, like, send me a towing ship here again? Hi, you're already here.
Cosmos Intergalactic Towing. We're psychic, too.
The following story takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. and follows the life of a fly.
I can't believe I'm finally born. Hey, where are my wings? What are all the... Oh my God, they're maggots! I'm surrounded by hundreds of maggots! This is a horrible way to start life!
The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. in the life of a common housefly.
Hi, I'm Freddy. What's your name?
I'm Bernie.
Wanna be friends?
Okay.
Let's play.
The following takes place between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. in the life of a common housefly.
We're best friends.
Forever. Bernie!
The following takes place between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. in the life of a common housefly.
Your mother and I are proud of you graduating, Freddy.
Yes, but now you're 3 hours old. You have to decide if you want to go to college or get a job. You're not going to sit around the house all day playing video games like all the other flies.
The following takes place between 11 p.m. and midnight in the life of a common housefly.
Congratulations, and welcome to the family.
Thanks. Dad?
I hope you guys are going to have a lot of baby flies.
Dad!
The following takes place between 11 p.m. and midnight in the life of a common housefly. The following takes place between midnight and 6 a.m. in the life of a common housefly.
Aside from providing great comedy, we here at Keeping It Weird feel a moral obligation to occasionally take a look at the happenings in our world today. With that in mind, we have in our studio Major Stone Matherson, a regular contributor to Fox News. Major, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Okay, let's jump right in. With all that is going on today, what would you say our biggest problem in the world is?
Hillary is the devil. She's the Antichrist, a secret radical communist Mexican Muslim that wants us all dead and in chains.
Well, if she were a secret communist Mexican Muslim, wouldn't it be impossible for her to also be the Antichrist? And if she wants us all dead, what would the point of us being in chains be?
Okay. I see where this is going. You're one of them pinko commie liberals with an agenda. That's okay. I'm used to hostile interviews. You can attack me all you want, but your listeners will hear the truth.
I wasn't really attacking. Never mind. Let's talk about some world events. As always, the Middle East is in the news. What's your take on Aleppo?
Aleppo? What the hell does one of the Marx brothers have to do with the Middle East?
Okay. Well, the big topics in this election year are Hillary Clinton's emails and Donald Trump groping women. Any thoughts on that?
First of all, what's the big deal with a little reach around? Builds character. And he didn't grope women. He grabbed pussy. Have you ever owned a cat? You're grabbing pussy all the time. And Hillary Clinton's emails have a secret formula to bring back Adolf Hitler. Why isn't the left-wing media pouting about that?
Right. Well, one item that is not getting much news now is the wall Donald Trump wants to build that Mexico is going to pay for. I, like a lot of Americans, think that is ludicrous. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on that.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or if my truth is finally penetrating that thick lefty skull of yours. But here's the deal with the wall. Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be built by men like me. Who's going to do it? You? Kinkles Clinton? Donald Trump is a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Ahmed and Santiago, and you curse the Border Patrol. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that banning Muslims while politically incorrect probably saves lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at Wall Street parties, you want Trump to build that wall. You need Trump to build that wall. Donald Trump uses words like profit, synergy, and shareholder value. He uses these words as the backbone of a life spent as a capitalist. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket Trump's factories for China provide and then questions the manner in which he provides them. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you buy a Trump cap and put a cork in your pie hole. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think about the wall.
This is fascinating stuff. Would you like a glass of water in case you have any medications that you should be taking right about now?
No, I'm fine. Thanks.
Okay, well, since we're running short on time, I'll just start throwing out topics and you can quickly answer them with the first thing that pops into your mind. Plastic bag ban in California.
Hillary.
ISIS.
Hillary.
Syria.
Hillary.
Brexit.
Hillary.
Climate change.
Hillary.
National debt.
Hillary.
Oh, gee, would you look at that? We're all out of time. That will wrap it up for this episode of Keeping It Weird's World News Wrap-Up.
Hillary.
This is Sir Reginald Hemshaw from the Almost Shakespearean Theatre Company, and you're listening to Keeping It Weird, the weirdest sketch comedy show in the world.
I've been driving a Saturn long before anyone... Look out! I guess I shouldn't read the script while I'm driving. Okay. Take two. Ready? I've been driving a Saturn long before anyone ever paid me to drive one. I did it! God damn it! Cut! No, cut it! Okay, take three. I've been driving a Saturn long before anyone ever paid me to drive one. I didn't do it to be cool or hip. Ask my friends. They'll tell you I'm not either one. I did it because I have shitty credit, and it's the only car I can afford. That's good, huh? It's a good one. Hey, you want to go to Jack in the Box?
As you know, it's election season, and Keeping It Weird and KIWRadio.com is proud to be the exclusive home of the fourth presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Please remain silent until the end of the debate. We do not want to throw any of the candidates off by cheering for them. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Please keep your booze down, too. While we want to make both candidates feel at home, we have a limited time and we don't want the candidates to know how we feel about them. Now, tonight's moderators from Keeping It Weird are Rick Jean and M.T. Robinson. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Rick, you have the first question.
Okay, Mr. Trump. Have you ever sexually harassed women?
Look, hugely I love women, hugely. I love them, no.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Wait. I have some more questions that Mrs. Clinton prepared.
Wait, she has prepared questions? That doesn't seem fair.
Welcome to politics. Now, Donald, if you were elected, part of your job would be to work with leaders from other countries. China is a country. Name all 23 provinces that make up mainland China in order of male population between the ages of 18 to 35.
I love China bigly. Bigly, I love China. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You suck!
I have a similar question for Mrs. Clinton. Mrs. Clinton, what is your favorite color?
Did she say blue?
That is the correct answer.
Hey, I want a question like that.
Okay, Mr. Trump, what is your favorite color?
I love the blacks. Blacks I love hugely. I love them. It's definitely black. Black's my favorite color.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Your favorite color is blue.
Weren't you listening when Mrs. Clinton answered?
This is nonsense.
Next question. Miss Clinton, what is your favorite number? That is correct. It's 3.
Okay, this question is for Mr. Trump. Mr. T, can you be trusted with the nuclear launch codes?
First of all, I love codes. I've always loved codes. Nuclear codes, top of my list. Big fan of the nuclear codes, of course.
Well, what are they?
What? I'm not president yet. How would I know?
Boo! You suck!
Mrs. Clinton, the same question. Go ahead.
This sucks. You guys are all against me.
These are all fair questions.
And you're both getting equal time to answer them.
Hillary should be in jail.
Okay, let's talk about that. Mrs. Clinton, should you be in jail? That's correct. In America, we have due process, and the right to a fair trial is guaranteed to us by the Sixth Amendment. You are not in jail because you have not been arrested, charged, and convicted by a jury of your peers. Furthermore, we cannot just lock someone up because you don't agree with them. That was a very good answer, Mrs. Clinton.
But look, I'm a huge billionaire. Huge. And when you're rich, you can do whatever you want. Well, that's all the time we have. I think Hillary clearly won tonight's debate. That's not what the polls say.
We're not talking about polling.
This story takes place in San Diego, California, a once beautiful area that is now home to a zombie invasion.
Hey, look! There's one!
He's getting away. Hey, that guy over there is just standing around. Let's get him!
Ah, he noticed us. There he goes.
Look, a girl. They always fall in tripping horror movies. Let's get her.
Oh, would you look at that? She got away. What a freaking surprise.
I swear I've been seeing that girl everywhere. Hey, what do you want to bet she's stalking me? Eh? Eh?
Don't flatter yourself. In case you haven't noticed, you're a zombie. Not exactly a model boyfriend. Not that it even makes a difference.
Look, another one.
Okay, stop. Stop. Come on. Quit it now. Stop.
What? I could have had her.
Sure you could have. Let me just ask you something. How long have we been zombies?
4 days.
Yes, and in that time, how many people have the two of us caught?
Well, there was that one. No, he escaped. Oh, there was... Wait, no. He bit me. None.
Correct. And how many zombies... approximately, are there in San Diego?
Are you counting city council?
No, they're just brain dead. I mean, real zombies.
Well, there's you and me, and there's me and...
2! There's just us. Do you know what that makes us?
No.
It makes us the worst zombies ever. Never before has a zombie invasion been such a failure.
Well, there hasn't exactly been that many.
That's not the point. The point is, we suck. Most of these people don't even know that we're zombies. They think we're a couple of crazy homeless guys who just want to bite somebody.
Are we?
No, but you see the problem here? If nobody has even acknowledged the fact that we're brain-eating monsters, we must be doing something wrong.
So, how do you suppose we fix it?
Well, first of all, we've got to work together. If we just walk around like a couple of morons, we won't get anything done. What we need is a strategy. Hey, I got it. You see that grocery store over there?
Yeah.
Well, everybody needs groceries, right?
Yeah.
So what if we hid inside the store? We could wait for someone to come walking in, and they will make our move and eat their brains.
There might be a problem with that.
What?
I'm not allowed in the store.
Why?
The manager says I'm bad for business.
Of course you're bad for business. You're a zombie. We can just bite him if he gives us too much trouble.
No, I was kicked out long before I was a zombie. Besides, wouldn't that be cheating?
You're kidding, right?
No. Imagine you walk into the store to buy some toilet paper, minding your own business, and out of nowhere, two dudes pop up out of the shadows and eat your brains. That would suck, right?
You don't get it. You are a zombie.
I know you are, but what am I?
If we don't devour human flesh, we will die.
Look, dude, I never wanted to be a zombie. Before this, I was an actor.
I didn't want to be a zombie either, but am I complaining? No. And I have more reason to be complaining because I'm stuck with you.
So what were you before you were a zombie?
I was a dancer.
I'm sorry, dude, but I can't take you seriously. This has been fun, but I think I got what I needed.
What are you talking about?
The whole zombie thing. I'm done.
What do you mean you're done? You can't just quit being a zombie, unless you found an antidote or something.
Wait, you actually think I'm a real zombie?
You're not a real zombie?
Of course not. Zombies don't exist.
I've been walking around trying to bite people for 4 days, and now you're telling me I wasn't even infected?
I told you, I'm an actor. I'm playing a zombie in a movie, and I was preparing for my role.
What?
I didn't get this part for my looks. I really get into character before I start performing.
I can't believe this. My wife is probably worried sick. God, I feel so stupid. How could this be happening? Wait. If I'm not a zombie, how come I can only limp? And how come I have a desire for human flesh?
I think they call it self-hypnosis. You're so convinced that you're something, your body believes it and acts accordingly.
Well, now I just want a burger. And, of course, to punch you in the face.
Hey, you know what? You make a great zombie in this movie. You get more into character than I do.
I don't freaking care. Wait. You really think I'm that good?
Heck yeah! We start shooting in a few weeks. I think I can convince the producer to give you a part. He's my uncle.
A movie.
You're probably going to need a job after missing work.
Okay, I'll do it. Imagine the look on my wife's face when I tell her that I am going to be an actor.
That's the spirit. I'll call my uncle right now. Together we can make the best zombie movie ever.
And that was how San Diego defeated the zombie invasion. The end.
And now here's our intern, Stephanie, with a special report.
Thank you, Mr. G. But I changed my name.
You did? Again? Why?
Well, I just heard that women only make 70% of what men make. And I don't think that's fair. So from now on, I want to be called Steven.
You're an intern. Interns don't get paid anything.
I know I don't get paid anything, and I think it's because I'm a woman.
That's ridiculous. You don't get paid because you're an intern.
What do you pay your male interns?
We don't have any male interns.
Exactly. You're trying to save a few bucks by not hiring the more expensive male interns.
That's ridiculous, Stephanie.
It's Steven.
Fine, Steven, whatever. You're still not going to get paid.
This is also why I think everyone should vote for Hillary.
Why?
Well, because she'll screw the country up at only 70% of the cost that it will take Trump to screw it up.
Uh-huh.
I asked my boyfriend why men get paid more than women, and he said that men should get paid more because if we were ever on the Titanic and it started to sink, I get to leave with the kids and he has to stay behind. But I think he was just trying to be silly because we don't have any kids.
Anything else, Stephanie?
It's Steven, remember, Mr. Gene?
Fine. Do you have anything else?
Yes, I think I earned my zero pay this week.
That was our intern, Stephanie, with a special
Steven!
Report. Steven. That was our intern, Steven.
My eyes are up here, Mr. Gene.
Well, that was tonight's show. I hope you liked it. We do this every Saturday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time, right here on KIWRadio.com. Now it's time for the Forgotten Files Rock Show, hosted by M.T. Robinson. He spends a lot of time and effort bringing you the best songs that weren't popular. What we mean is, he doesn't play those A-sides or B-sides that the normal stations play. He only plays those rare, hard-to-find songs that really rock but somehow slipped under the cracks. He also adds a bunch of comedy bits that keep the show flowing and entertaining. Give him a listen. I think you'll like it. We'll be back next week. Bye.